Welcoming back the cheekiest bitch in the Mediterranean. It's Stephanie Byrne.
Thank you. Thank you. Happy to be here.
Thank you. Happy to be here. I've been working on my cheekiness for years. I thought that's original Coke.
It is.
So it's not Coke Zero?
No.
Oh, you were saying you think original Coke tastes off now because you're having Coke Zero.
Exactly. I'm just like, what is that? There's a weird taste to it now.
A tang.
Fucking hell.
Original Coke is... delicious. I wonder what the original Coke was like. You know, the way the one that had cocaine. Yeah, like that must have been fucking class.
Like, I think now I'm addicted to cans of Coke. Imagine back then.
I think now I'm addicted. Do you know I was going to do that?
Yeah.
Because you could hear yourself.
Well,
I
didn't know you were going to do that, but I thought you were just going to be like, fucking hell, tone it down, girl.
Tone it down. Right, I've got something to tell you. I've got something to admit to you.
Oh, go on.
Right. So, my favorite part about you is... right.
So, here's a list of things that I wish you'd change about yourself.
So today I've written down a list of all of your flaws and I want to go through them all one by one. Right. No, I don't. But my favorite thing about you is your cocked eye.
Okay.
Because I actually think it's something we have in common.
What?
So I've been making a few videos this week for the herb garden thing.
Oh my God.
And I don't usually make videos of myself.
Well, no.
For the podcast. And then I caught one. What do you call that? Like, you know, when you're looking through the video and there's like a snapshot in time in it. Would it be like a...
like a still or something?
Still, whatever. Mm. And this was it.
What?
Yeah.
You look like a lizard.
That's what you look like all the time.
That's what my eyes do.
Take a look in the mirror, scrud.
Oh my God. Can you say pot, kettle, black?
No, I've never learned how to say any of those words. Yeah,
that's
bad,
God,
isn't it?
You little cockeyed fool.
I have astigmatism.
Look at the state, yeah. And what's funny is you said your eye was getting blurry looking at the laptop today.
Yeah, but the other eye, the normal one.
Because it's overcompensating for whatever the fuck that is.
Look at you, you fucking hypocrite. Like, I knew you'd love to see this.
I love that.
Yeah, we'll put it up on our Instagram page.
Yeah, but hang on, let's do the test.
What?
Like, look at me and then kind of just look. No. You have to kind of just look like just over my head in the distance. No, you're not getting it.
Maybe it was just a moment in time. Maybe I don't actually have astigmatism like you.
I don't know because I've never seen a normal eye do that.
Look at the state of that. Like, I saw it and I was like, oh, fuck. Is this one of those things where like couples that are together long enough start to look like each other?
I start to develop astigmatism from hanging around with me.
Astigmatism's contagious. Have we rubbed eyes?
No.
But I think I'm going to put up a picture of... now, me and you, normal.
Yeah.
And then stigmatism.
Astigmatism, isn't it? Astigmatism is the word.
Hang on. Stigmatism starts with A. Astigmatism.
Yeah.
I tell you, we're always like, I've astigmatism, as in like I have one.
No. I think astigmatism is the word.
So it's kind of like, do you want a stick? And you're like, oh no, yeah. I have a stick.
Astigmatism. It starts with an A.
What the fuck?
Yeah. I have an astigmatism.
Because you've always been saying I have astigmatism.
Yeah.
I always thought you were saying you have astigmatism.
I think what you're thinking of is like the holes in your hands that Jesus had. What's that called?
Oh, I don't know. Handy holes. I don't know.
Holes that Jesus had. Oh, God.
Stigmata.
Stigmata, is it?
I don't know. Oh, what stigmatism do you have? I have astigmatism.
No, I don't think stigmatism is anything.
You are fucking rude.
What is the name of Jesus's holes? Stigmata.
Stigmata?
Yeah, well done.
Thank you. That's a real quiz question, isn't it?
It is, yeah. I feel like that's a thing that people claim to like wake up with one day.
Holes in their hands.
Yeah, people are like, oh, I woke up and I had stigmata.
What was that? Who, you were quoting someone specifically there. And I had stigmata.
I'm not sure who that was, but that's kind of like, do you know those videos where it's like a fucking completely Japanese person and she's like, I woke up and I sound like I'm from England. And yesterday I couldn't even speak English.
You're thinking of the other way around, where it's like the English person who's speaking in a Chinese accent.
I know, but I thought that'd be a bit sketchy if I started trying to do a Chinese accent, so I just flipped it.
Not if you woke up with it. Like, she looks like she's constantly racist, that woman.
I know, yeah, but she's like, it just happened overnight.
I think there's a comedian.
Such a fucking liar, like.
That does it.
Like, no one believes you.
Yeah. Anyway, let's get into the pod.
Yes.
Welcome back to another week of the Should I Bother podcast.
On this podcast, we're trying the things that people say you should try. And sometimes you're like, I wish you'd fuck off. But it gives us content.
Yeah.
So we're delighted.
Every single week. So that could be anything from
intermittent fasting
to colonic irrigation.
You always mention that one. That one has a place in your heart.
There's a place in my hole. That one has a place in my hole.
Salsa dancing.
Fucking Brazilian jiu-jitsu.
Yeah, whatever it might be. People are always like, oh, here, you should try that. Oh, that's great. You should try that. We're actually trying and testing these things. We're giving you a bit of research into it, testing it, letting you know if you should bother.
Yeah. So today we're talking all about aerial yoga. What the fuck is that? Let's talk about it and see.
Did you have a good week?
I had one of those rare laughs last night.
Oh, God.
One of those
really tickled you last night.
A rare giddy moment where you just can't stop laughing and it's just the best.
You literally, like, you planted your palm on your head.
Yeah.
And basically did the movement for like, oh, brother. You didn't say, oh, brother.
Yeah.
But you were just, you couldn't stop laughing. Like,
I couldn't. It was so good.
I try so hard to make you laugh.
Yeah.
And what, do you want to tell people what actually made you laugh?
Well, what actually made me laugh, the video was a girl who was doing loads of queefs, right?
In a Spider-Man costume. Sounds dumb. It is.
That wasn't the funny part. That was like, what the fuck is this? The funny part was the comments.
Mm.
The outrage from everyone. And just the comments were just so good. And I think I was just laughing at the fact that it's like sometimes the comments make the video.
Yeah.
Not
exactly.
The other way around. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, completely.
So, Jesus, it really, really got me.
Because the one comment that really got you was like, what if you went back in time?
what if you were in the 1940s and before the internet existed and you had to explain what the internet was and this was the only example?
That is funny.
That is such a good.
A girl in a Spider-Man costume.
Doing loads of queefs.
Queefing.
Yeah.
On demand.
Yeah. Queefing on demand. Should I bother? That's a good episode.
Oh, God.
Now there's content. Yeah. We did get plenty of comments anyway.
Now that's podcasting. Podcasting 101.
I was going to say that.
Were ya?
You fucking robbed me of my sentence.
I'm impressed with you.
Hey, why?
Today. You did a lot of socializing this week, 3 nights in a row.
Did I?
Yeah.
Went to visit, seen a friend in down the road, Ferdinand. Seen Ferdinand, core listener of the podcast.
Yeah.
I've listened to all your episodes and one time you gave me a shout out and I was absolutely delighted. So here's your second one, Ferdinand.
Go on, Ferdy.
Little slap of the bum for you. off you go.
Yeah, well, you met Ferdy. You met your friend Moog. I was there as well.
Moog also.
You met
close friend.
Our neighbour, Johannes.
Yeah.
You did 3 days socialising, sober.
Yeah, I wasn't drunk.
No.
Well, anyway, let's get talking about aerial yoga.
Aerial yoga.
I'm sure some new listeners have been listening and being like, what the fuck is going on here?
Yeah, aerial yoga, hanging from the ceiling from a bit of material.
Yeah.
Doing yoga.
That's exactly what this is.
Just call us Pink.
What's
the pop star?
What are you talking about?
Like, Pink is pure mad for aerial yoga.
Is she?
No, Pink.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's just weird.
And I can run as fast as I can.
I just haven't heard anyone like talking about her like they know her. Do you know, like, do you not know Pink? Have you not met Pink?
You do that, like, you mention something and I'm like, I don't know what, and you're like, you don't know it?
Like what?
You always do.
Give
that.
Give me an example.
You'll be like, oh, I can't think of fucking anything.
Yeah, I know. You haven't got a fucking example. You'd
be like, do you ever eat fucking star anise? And I'd be like, no, I never ate Starnies.
You don't eat Starnies.
I'm like, no, I never ate Starnies. I have never ate a Starnies.
Nobody eats a
Everybody started. Oh yeah, started first time when I was five. It's just so embarrassing.
I don't do that. You're a fucking liar.
Yeah, like. But anyway, Pink. You know Pink. she's obsessed with aerial yoga, aerial dance, whatever. I don't know if she even sings at her concerts anymore. She just does that. She just kind of flies across the crowds.
I don't. So okay, one thing that I saw during the research here, and we're going to talk about what aerial yoga is. And why would you do it? Why would anyone bother? Mm. Blah, blah, blah. Right? Yeah. But is she doing aerial yoga or is she doing aerial acrobatics?
I think it's, she started as aerial yoga and okay. Now she's doing a bit of aerial acrobatics at the shows. I'm saying a bit. It's too much kind of
she's
at this
stage. She's an aerial
stage.
Acrobat now.
Yeah, yeah. But it's the same kind of vibe, isn't it? We'll just be doing the lower end of the scale.
I don't know. I'm not really sure if it is. When I was looking at videos, aerial yoga seems to be just like a lot of stretching.
Mm.
Aerial aerobics seems to be more like gymnastics.
That's acrobats, is it not?
Acrobatics.
Mm.
What's aerobics again?
It's like just kind of doing like step movements and stuff, isn't it? Like step aerobics. Aqua aerobics, you know, in the pool on holidays. Yeah. When there's one of those fucking holiday reps.
Yeah. And everyone's really old.
Everyone's like,
you're like, oh, your water, you've been in the skin too long. Fuck. You've been in the water too long. Your skin's all pruny. And you're like, no, that's just the wrinkles in my skin.
Oh, Jesus, you're all fucking wrinkly. Get out of the water there.
Yeah. No, I'm just, we're no, all 90. that's the issue. It's not
no,
the water.
I'm 90 and I've been coming to Benidorm for 50 years.
Yeah,
exactly. Fucking stay at me.
Yeah. That's what's going on with me.
Yeah. Right. Okay. So aerial yoga, do you have any initial thoughts and feelings?
Yes.
Oh, go on. I'm glad you do because that gives us something to talk about.
First initial thought. What's the point in this?
Yeah, that is a very valid
what
question.
What is the fucking point in this?
Yes, I'm with you there.
Why do you need to do yoga in the air when you can do yoga on the ground? That's my biggest question.
Oh, that is a fair question, Gary.
You thought you were going to go against me on this?
No.
Oh. I said you'd be like, ah, it's great. Have you seen, do you know Pink? You met Pink. Pink does this all the time.
You know Pink? She was here last week.
She was here. She called round. She dropped over a cake. Cake and a few buns. I don't think I'm going to like this.
Mm.
That's just initial thoughts. Okay. I think this is going to be like, ugh. There's so many things you could be doing in life. Is this one of them? Don't know.
Like as in, should you bother?
Should you bother? Like I'm not even bothered doing yoga. Never mind fucking aerial yoga.
Yeah, it kind of. Oh, sorry. Are you finished your thoughts? Can I say mine?
Go on. You're going anyway. You're going to burst through anyway. Steamroll me like you always do.
Oh, fuck. The whole thing seems like a bit of a racket, a bit of a gimmick.
Because
It's just like, oh, yoga? Well, let's take it one step further and charge you an extra fiver.
Yeah.
You're hanging from the roof.
The other thing as well is this is our third yoga episode this year.
Yeah.
And it's only fucking March.
Yeah, like, but like,
that's poor planning on our parts.
I don't think you'd call the other ones even yoga.
And would you call this one yoga?
Face
I don't know.
Yoga, laughter yoga.
Yeah.
Aerial yoga. But I think they're just throwing yoga on it. So if it was just called aerial hanging from the roof, people would be like, nah, I don't want to do it.
Yeah, I don't know.
Other thoughts and feelings that I have, since you literally steamrolled me, I'm afraid I'm going to get stuck upside down.
Okay. And just that's just how you're going to live the rest of your life. Everything you do will have to be upside down from now on.
Yeah.
All right.
I'm afraid I'm just going to get upside down and not be able to get out. And like, oh. Also, I'm 99% sure you're going to be the only man.
Oh, yeah. Mm. I think I'm going to be the only man and we're going to be, again, 30 years younger than everyone.
I don't know because it doesn't seem like something that would be easy to do if you're in your 80s. Do you know, like to fucking hang yourself upside down?
Yeah. Maybe we should shout at people that are in their 80s doing it. Be like, that's not good enough. You should be more flexible. You didn't look after yourself the last 80 years. This is
or be
pathetic.
Like, you should be here. This is embarrassing.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. I'm a bit, I was thinking you'd be the only man. And then I was like, is it going to be harmful to your junk? Oh. Is it going to be sore on your junk?
Why, is there a lot of...
I don't know. You kind of get into the rope like a harness. You don't sit into it like a hammock.
It is a hammock.
It is a hammock, but like that's only like one move that you're right. Like sitting in it like a hammock. You literally are tying yourself up in knots and hanging upside down. Like you're doing a down dog with your legs up in the air.
And so you think it's going to be harmful to my junk. Why wouldn't it be harmful to yours?
Mine's internal, yours is external.
Well, some of yours is external as well. Like, you know, you could get the rope between your junk.
Oh, stop.
What are you talking? Stop. Like, why are you pretending? Why are you talking to me?
No,
as if, like,
I mean like, ow. Like,
oh, okay.
I feel that.
I tell you, like, stop. People don't want to believe that women have vaginas and they don't want to think about vaginas, okay?
Why are you talking about junk anyway? Why'd you bring that up?
You brought it up, you fucking...
You fucking...
You fucking dickwad.
Where did you start with your research then?
Good question, Stephanie.
And...
Maho and Bokal. Maho Bokal. Okay, where did I start my research? I started with my research on... what's the fucking point in this?
Yeah.
Like, why? I just don't get it. Like,
okay.
I don't understand. And that led me to... Why you should consider aerial yoga... Whether you're a beginner or a seasoned yogi.
Okay.
So I didn't know what aerial yoga was. I thought, like, okay, it's going to be in the air, but are we on ropes or...
Oh, really?
Yeah, I didn't know. I've never heard of aerial yoga.
You obviously don't watch
Wait a
Real
minute
Housewives.
Now. You're literally doing the thing that you said I do to you.
I know,
really.
Yeah.
What?
Do you think I was kind of doing that as a joke there?
I think it's like very convenient that you can you can say that now in hindsight.
I love to scoff.
You are such a fucking scoff Matthew. No way. Scott. Sean William Scoff. That's who you are.
That's
Sean
me.
William Scoff.
That's a good name actually.
Mm.
Sean William Scott.
Scoff.
Scoff.
Anyway. So
scoff.
Aerial yoga is where you're in a silk hammock.
Mm-hmm.
Silk is a good fucking...
Okay, I don't think these are going to be real silk or anything.
Use some material. I thought it was going to be that kind of sweaty material. You know, that kind of...
Yeah, like material, nylon like a, kind of. Not nylon, but... I need to think about it now. Do they get washed? Because we're going to be sweating into these hammocks, I presume.
Washed. I don't know, but you perform... poses and stretches designed to increase flexibility.
Okay.
Okay. That's the point. More flexible.
Okay, so increase flexibility.
Small studies, emphasis on small, suggest that aerial yoga may help aid weight loss and increase your balance and strength. So it's a fun, modern take on traditional yoga. Why would you do this instead of normal yoga? So they were saying the hammock can make poses... Some poses easier and some more challenging. You can actually get more of a stretch in some of the poses. And it can be a bit more difficult on your balance and core strength and stuff. So that's kind of the reasons why. I'm still not really convinced. On the whole study and benefits thing, right? There's very limited research, they said.
Yeah, no fucking surprise, lads.
Yeah, you're not out in the fucking field at the minute. You don't need to shout at me like...
I literally have a microphone as well. I definitely don't have to shout at you. I'm just thinking like all the people walking by in the street here. You can hear everything.
Right.
I could hear you going for a piss while I stood outside the house the other day.
Right. So we do a live show? Just open the door to listeners?
I heard someone walk past and they took three steps. Well, they took more than three steps. But for three of their steps, they did a fart with everyone. And I heard it all clear as... Clear as day.
Why didn't you shout, I heard that?
I actually should next time. I'll go, bless you.
Yeah.
Okay, sorry. Go on.
There was a study.
Yeah.
16 healthy females, right?
Very small group.
Yeah.
Okay.
And the healthy female humans as well now. Right.
Okay.
Age between 18 to 45. They did 3 50-minute sessions of aerial yoga per week. So they went to the class 3 times per week for 6 weeks.
Oh, okay. That's quite a bit.
Yeah. 18 sessions, right? The average weight loss was 1.2 kilos, which is 2.6 pounds, which I think is fuck all, really.
Yeah, it's something like. But
like if you went to the gym 18 times in 6 weeks, you probably lose more than 1.2 kilos.
We definitely have done that and I haven't lost anything.
But you don't have a scales.
Yeah, but like I can just tell by feel.
Oh,
I feel heavier.
Thank God for
myself.
That skill of yours.
No, the scales is you pick me up every morning and you go, I think you're a bit heavier, yeah.
Yeah. Did you go to the toilet yet? I'm not overly convinced by the benefits. One thing someone was saying as well, though, is that there was another article. Here's why everyone should try aerial yoga.
Okay.
Birdie.com. Look at the birdie. Look at the birdie.
Look at the birdie, Lucy.
Look at the birdie. Look at the birdie. Lucy, look at the birdie.
That's what my mom says to my niece.
Compared to regular yoga, apparently aerial yoga is a better option for people who have joint or spinal pain.
Okay.
So it's supposed to be good for kind of decompressing your spine, easing back pain. So that's maybe a benefit.
That is maybe a benefit.
So yeah, that's where my research started.
Where did mine start?
Fucking, I don't know.
Mine actually took a bit of a negative turn this week.
Class.
First thing I searched, aerial yoga gone wrong.
Why did you start there?
I don't know, because I was just kind of like, I don't trust this.
You're worried about the safety element.
I'm worried about the safety element in a big way. Yeah. So this was like a climbing gym website, which isn't usually where I go for my information, but
no.
They said possible risks include sprains, broken bones, paralysis or death.
Oh, shut up. Like,
this is what they've written on their fucking thing. Because if executed incorrectly or slightly off, could have consequences including falling out of the air.
Right, yeah.
So dangerous.
So you're apparently 3 to 4 feet off the ground.
Yeah.
Which is higher than I thought for some
reason.
Yeah,
it's high enough to injure yourself. Like,
yeah.
I kind of, like, I'd be fucking raging if this is how I go.
I'd be fucking raging now if I break my neck doing this. I came across an article.
Yeah, I'll just let you talk for the last 15 minutes. I literally put my iPad down, didn't look up my notes, and now the minute I say one sentence.
It's because it's related to that. Because a whole article called, Is Aerial Yoga Dangerous?
Okay.
And the thing is, it's from a website called Vertical Wise, and they talk all about aerial acrobatics and pole dancing. And they were like, no, it's not risky at all. But at the same time, that's what they're all about.
Yeah, I wouldn't believe them.
So there is some bias there.
Mm.
But look, I'll finish up there. I know you have a lot to cover today. So
yeah, who shouldn't do it?
All right, who?
That's another thing.
Can I guess?
Yeah.
I don't know, like 8-year-olds? People in wheelchairs.
No. Okay. So.
I mean, that's a fair show, isn't it?
Yeah, I think you're probably right in all of those things. Yeah, that's probably right as well.
Right.
So it's not, so this is according to Healthline, not recommended for people who are pregnant.
Of course.
Or, and this is a fucking weird sentence, or for whom hanging upside down is not medically advised. like, what doctor is going to be like, oh, for you, I wouldn't recommend hanging upside down.
It's like, we've been through all your vitals. You seem pretty healthy, but we wouldn't recommend you hang upside down.
Yeah. Like, so like, how are we supposed to know if hanging upside down is medically advised for us or not? We don't.
Sometimes you do a little squinty face that makes you look kind of resemble a bat. So you're probably
a
okay.
A bat?
Yeah. Like a bat that hangs upside down.
Fucking hell.
So you can probably hang upside down.
Oh yeah, okay.
You didn't get the reference.
I didn't. But the number one side effect of aerial yoga is dizziness and motion sickness.
You get motion sickness, don't you?
Yeah, I do.
And you get dizzy sometimes from walking up the stairs.
Fucking hell, I barely function. Like, so because you're not, your body is not used to being suspended midair, so you might feel a little bit sick.
Right,
that's
okay.
That's kind of a big thing. Hanging upside down is a big thing that kept coming up when I was looking at the aerial yoga. But apparently it is good for back pain.
Okay.
So, and it's a thing as well, people lie on these tables, that you lie on the table and your feet are hooked in and the table goes up and you're just hanging there.
I've never seen that before.
Like, yeah, so it's supposed to give you short-term back relief. So back, like relief from sciatica, scoliosis, things like that. The aerial yoga could potentially have the same benefits. So hanging upside down apparently has benefits, but don't do it for too long because the blood will pool in your head and you will die.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Of how long are we talking here? Like,
well, on this same thing, they had a link to an article about a hiker in Utah, which I always find hard to say.
Yeah. Who, it's actually a struggle to listen to you say it.
Yeah, sorry.
I hated that.
Did you just get the ick from me?
Yeah, I actually did.
I kind of thought I wasn't able to give you the ick.
What? I just don't tell you when you do.
I don't know. Like,
or maybe you're just so,
I think it'd take a lot for me to give you the ick. I know that sounds cocky, but like,
I think you're so full of yourself. Like, listen to you. It would take a lot for me to give you the ick.
No, as in you're not icked easily. That's more what it is.
So be careful when you handle me. Yeah.
I'm icked probably a little bit easier than you are.
Right, okay. because you've misophonia and every other condition under the sun that you hear about. Is that why?
Yeah. But yeah, there was a hiker decided to sleep upside down in a harness when hiking.
Why would he do that?
I don't know. It was the old, like, I think they were on a steep part of the hike, and they lay upside down in the harness and they were found dead the next day. Yeah, they died hanging upside down dead.
How many? Two people?
No, one person. Did I say people?
Well, no, you said they, so it was like them?
They, them, maybe. I don't know. But just the person. I don't know their gender. That is, was a man.
Why would you do that? Why would you hang upside down and be like, oh, I'm just going to go sleep like this?
Yeah, I don't
How
know.
How would you go to sleep like that?
Honestly, you'd just slip into a coma. So maybe you'd sleep fairly soundly, I'd say.
yeah, fair.
Yeah, now any medical professionals listening.
If anyone knows a medical profession, no one wants to
let us
in.
Know if that is just.
It's Texas, 1-800-SIB.
Inaccurate. So yeah, I just am coming at this from a really nervous, like, stance.
It's honestly not surprising at all.
Ick.
I spoke to some people. Well, no, I didn't speak to them. Yeah, I did ask the question on Reddit.
Oh, what did you say?
So I was looking up threads on aerial yoga and why you should bother with aerial yoga, or should you bother at all. Some people were saying, I've only ever tried aerial yoga once. It was supposed to be a regular class, but changed at the last minute. To me, it was completely different and felt more yoga inspired than actual yoga, which I don't know what that means.
Yeah.
I didn't get much of a workout, but it did challenge my balance.
Oh, okay.
I personally hated it, but I also have inner ear issues and got dizzy. The whole start of it, I was like, oh, this person's kind of like, oh, they kind of like this. And then they were like, I fucking hate this. Anyway.
Oh, that was all one person.
That was all one person,
Jesus, that was a journey.
That was a real
journey.
I thought
that was four different people.
No, that's the voices in your head. Aerial yoga, someone else said, is just aerial stretching. Not yoga.
Okay.
They call yoga everything nowadays. They didn't put in the touch though.
Face yoga. Oh, I prefer the sound of that though. If it's just stretching. I need a good stretch.
At the same time, would I like, we're gonna be paying, so that's the other thing. What does this cost?
It's 15 euro each.
Not too bad.
No.
I would say this could be what I've read in the US, $25 to $50. For an hour session.
That's a lot. $50 for an hour of
maybe
that.
That's in,
where you have to do the work yourself.
Maybe that's in NYC.
Oh, okay.
You know, I don't know. It seems like a big thing that's in New York. In Ireland, I don't know what it is.
No.
Maybe I'll actually look that up. I will look
that up. There's more places in the world than just New York and Ireland.
Not to me. If you're not in NYC or DUB, you can get the fuck out of here. Aerial Yoga Ireland. Let's see. So it seems like there's a lot of places that do it in Dublin. Aerial Cirque, I'm looking at their website at the minute. They're in Dublin.
But then that's going to be the more acrobatic side. Like circus in circus? Looks like El Circo is in town.
Is the circus in town? Because look at the fucking state of your face.
Oh.
Ooh.
Is that your mam or is the circus in town?
Is that your mam or are you just a son of a clown? Show hot yoga. I'm actually not really finding too many anti-gravity yoga. So it's all sometimes called anti-gravity yoga because of one of the founders founded something called anti-gravity yoga in 2008.
Oh,
things she doesn't care about. I heard that. Oh, when you were like, oh, I don't care.
Yeah,
fuck.
That was me doing your wow.
Wow.
Oh, wow. Ding, 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 ding. You weren't expecting that. Gotcha.
So now I'm looking at Wicklow anti-gravity yoga. Can't find a price on the page.
Good.
Either. So I don't know how much this costs in Ireland. I'm really not sure.
No, but let's just say we're in Spain and it's 15 euro here. So if that's, you're not, it's going to be more than that.
It's probably going to be more. It's probably going to be 25 quid.
I'd say so.
Yeah.
It ain't going to be cheap.
No. And given the benefits that I think you could get from regular yoga, I don't know if that's what you're doing it for. I feel like the only reason you do this over regular yoga is because it's maybe a bit more fun to hang.
Yeah, it's a bit more of a novelty kind of thing, isn't
maybe
it?
Maybe that's it.
Yeah. Maybe you just have dreams of joining the circus.
Yeah. Maybe dreams of just death by blood rush to head.
Yes.
Maybe
yes.
That's your dream.
Exactly.
Maybe your dream is to be a news story about being a hiker that dies from sleeping like a bat.
In Utah.
Oh, that is actually sick. I hate you doing that. Stop it. Pack it in.
Never.
Pack it in.
Right, let's play a game and let's go to this fucking aerial yoga class we've booked.
Right.
And fucking squeeze your junk into a little hammock. Sorry. What? Do that again.
So, is that what you're calling it now?
I don't know. Oh god. Let's fucking hang upside down for a while and see if that helps. Now this better not require me to do any aerial yoga, this game, or like get up out of my seat or anything, because I want to drink a cup of tea.
You'll be up after you're out of your seat when you hear how good it is. You'll be giving me a sound of Asian.
Get up out of your seat, ladies and gentlemen. That'd be us if we ever do a live show.
Will it?
No.
Nope.
No.
So it's my turn to make the game.
Sigh of relief.
Just because you didn't have to do it. So this was a hard one.
Yeah. Because we've kind of exhausted a lot of the yoga.
Yeah.
Like things that rhyme with yoga.
Nothing rhymes with aerial, really.
No.
Well, no common words. Commentarial yoga, thinking, might be an idea.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that could work.
But I don't know.
Commentarial yoga.
The first thing that popped in my head was Princess Consuela banana hammock.
Oh, yeah. Nice.
But
showing our basicness there.
Yeah. I thought that would have been a friends themed quiz, which would maybe alienate some listeners like you did last week. So
that wouldn't, like, friends.
Friends? Like, if you haven't seen Friends, you're not a friend of mine.
Well, our biggest audience is millennials or older.
Right.
So
here's some other ideas. Hanging by a thread.
Yeah, nice.
There's a lot of hanging things. How is it hanging?
Oh, that's something we should just start saying more.
Well, do you know what the it stands for? The it represents a penis. How is it hanging? Generally, yeah. How's it hanging? You're actually referring to someone's penis.
Oh, how's it hanging?
I mean, it's not.
You're sitting down.
Sitting down, yeah. It's kind of just flopping. I mean, what do you want me to say? Like, it's not hanging at the minute. It's just sitting.
Well, it is kind of hanging.
I'm sitting, it's sitting. Oh, it's kind of hanging loose.
Your mother listens to this.
Look, she does have a penis. Left hanging in the air is the name of the game this week.
Oh, nice.
And you're like, yeah, that could work, but it's not great. That's what you're doing, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah. So it's
I think, how's it hanging? I was stuck on that. So, sorry, say it again.
Left hanging in the air.
Left hanging in the air. Yeah. Okay.
Do you know what that means?
No.
That's like a phrase for like kind of left hanging in the air, like things that are left kind of unanswered.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
So this is a simple question answer game. Right, but it's very much like questions about poetry in an English exam.
Oh, God, okay.
Where there is no right answer.
Okay, so how do I win?
In saying that, if you get all the answers right, I'll give you 20 grand. Okay?
Okay.
So, it's nice. Literally, it's just, it's more thought-provoking questions than anything.
Okay, yeah, right. Okay. Left hanging in the air by Gary Gillick.
Yeah.
A poetry book about love. Collection.
Yeah.
About the L.
Are you ready to play Left Hanging in the Air?
Yeah, I'm ready to play Left Hanging in the Air. I feel I'm fucking left hanging in the air. We should get going.
In the word sent, which letter is silent? S or C? There is no one right answer. I just need your opinions.
In the word sent, definitely the C, because sent, you can kind of go like, can you do that with a C?
Well, like,
no.
If you're like, oh, I had a euro, but I had a couple of cents left over. Oh my God, mind blown.
Oh shit.
Her mind is blown.
Shit. No, it's the C. I'm still sure it's the C because the scent is more of like a S. Sammy the Snake.
Why Sammy the Snake? Was he in like one of those books?
Letterland.
Oh.
Remember Letterland?
Not
Annie
really.
Apple.
No, I didn't.
Up the Umbrella.
Opie Umbrella. Yeah. Who the fuck made that one up?
I don't know.
They call him Eugene. He is silent though. He is silent. But oh, is it silent? Is it kind of like Eugene?
As is your intelligence.
My intelligence is silent.
It's silent. We're yet to hear it.
Let's move on. Why is abbreviation such a long word?
Oh. That is such a good question.
Isn't it? Like, if the word that you use to describe shortening words, why is it longer
why is
than
it
a typical
so long?
Word?
Like, even call it a brief.
Just abbreviated, abbreviated.
Yeah.
Abbreviated abbreviation.
A brief. Abbreviation is such a long word. How many letters are in that?
Abbreviation is 12 letters. If you choke a Smurf, what colour does it turn?
Oh, God. Oh, my God.
Because, I mean, you're not going to turn blue.
That is such, like, I think they turn kind of purpley red.
Okay.
So that kind of way, like be a really dark purple, I think. You choke a Smurf. It's kind of a sad, upsetting image, really, isn't it?
Mm.
Choking a little Smurf.
Yeah.
Did you watch a lot of the Smurfs?
I watched a bit of the Smurfs when I was younger, yeah. How big, are we talking Smurfs or like?
Oh, what?
How big is a Smurf? Like?
Oh, I kind of just thought like they're our size in this scenario.
They're our size. What? Like, are Smurfs not notoriously small? Why would
true,
they?
True, actually, yeah.
I was thinking, how are you going to choke it if your fingers are the same size as his head? You know what I mean? Like,
oh, God. You choke it very fucking easily.
Well, you're probably more so just going to crush its skull, or
not? Oh, God.
Why are you getting so upset with fictional characters?
Because
that.
That's an
cartoons.
Awful... I know. Yeah, but... You can't think about crushing anything.
The biggest question on the list. Who let the dogs out?
Shaggy. Surely it was Shaggy.
Was it Shaggy?
Shaggy, yeah.
That wasn't Shaggy. Who let the dogs out?
The rapper does protest too much. What? The lady does protest too much. Is that Shakespeare or something? People are like, if you're too adamant that you didn't do something, you probably did. So this person is so adamant that he didn't let the dogs out that he actually wrote and recorded a full song and released it.
Yeah.
And was like, it wasn't fucking me. Someone let the dogs out. I swear I didn't do it. I'm going to prove it now.
Next question. When you wait for the waiter to come back with your order, do you become the waiter?
That is such a good question.
these don't really go anywhere, these questions.
No, they don't, but still, they make you think.
They're a thinker.
They're a real thinker. Yeah, but what do we call it? Like, in Ireland, do we use the word waiter?
I don't know. You call them servants and you click your fingers at them.
My butlers.
Yeah. What the fuck did you do there? What the fuck was that?
I don't know.
My butlers.
Oh. Oh, God.
Yeah, I don't think we call them waiters.
I can't laugh. My lung function is drastically decreased at the moment.
If Cinderella's shoe
oh, God,
was
sorry.
To fit her perfectly,
oh.
Then why did it fucking fall off? That's a question for you now that you never asked as a child.
Because she was legging it.
Oh, she was doing a runner.
She was sprinting away.
I heard she was seen pissing in between two cars. Pissing in between two carriages on the way home from a night out. That's how she lost the shoe.
Yeah. I wouldn't be surprised.
How many times have you done that?
More than I can remember, like.
Yeah, that's bad, isn't it?
Well,
you're not a lady. You're not a lady at all.
I never claimed.
It's a very
to be.
Common thing for Irish women to do on a night out in probably college time.
Yeah, it's just like
you need to go. Like.
That's it. Like, what? Like, you just need to piss. People, humans need to piss. There isn't toilets everywhere.
Yeah.
Kind of don't care.
Yeah. You're so fucking hardy and cool. Like.
I am actually a legend, a big pissing legend.
Pissing legend. Last question.
Go on.
So the first person to milk a cow, right?
Oh.
What were they trying to do?
Like, I think we can be honest.
What?
In the fact that they were trying to wank off the cow.
Do you reckon?
Like, what else were they trying to do?
I don't know.
Or did they see the baby cow drinking and be like, I might get a bit of that for myself, but that's fucking weird as
that
well.
That is really weird, yeah.
I think it was a weird sex thing.
Do you reckon?
Yeah. Like, I don't think most people would get the urge to do that. To be like, let me just pull on that little weird fucking slimy looking udder there.
Yeah, cow tits are rotten, aren't they?
Yeah.
Well, we absolutely love milk.
We do. I drank a glass of milk last night, which I didn't think I'd be doing at 32 years old.
I know, that's such a fucking... I feel like it's a teenage thing to do or something, or a child thing to do.
Well, I used to always have a glass of milk with my dinner. Did you?
Like a pint glass.
If we ever went for Carvery and Mulcahy's and Clamel, I got a pint glass of milk out of the fridge.
Mulcahy's.
Mulcahy's.
Mulcahy's. You used to get a pint of milk and what? Did you wash it all down then with another pint of stout? Like, fucking farmer. Well, no. Carvery there and a pint of milk, please.
I think it was the cultural impact of the cheese string ad about calcium deficiency in teenagers. Yeah. So then parents across the world were just like, have a load of milk. We don't want you to get calcium deficiency.
We don't want you to have those little white things in your fingertips.
Exactly.
In your fingernails.
Exactly.
No. Do you have any of them now?
No.
I think I've had them in the past. Look how short they are.
Oh my God, your nails actually make me gag. They're way too short, Gary. That looks painful.
It actually was uncomfortable there for a while. It's still a bit uncomfortable.
Why did you cut them so short?
Because I couldn't find the regular. Look at that one.
Oh, Gary, no. That actually gives me the willies. That's disgusting.
Do you know what gives me the willies? When someone says, that gives me the willies. I hate that. That gives me the willies. You might as well be saying heebie-jeebies. It's as cool, like.
Yeah, but like, that's why it's fun to say. Yeah, it's so like saying lame, and we started saying it ironically, and now we just say it all the time.
But yeah, it was like you were saying, the lamest word to use is lame.
Lame is such a lame word to use, but it's like saying you're a jerk.
You're a jerk, yeah. But people use the word jerk very seriously. I think we'd use it ironically because it's not common.
Yeah, well, in America, it's where it's from. That's its origin, isn't it?
Wow. Thank you for explaining that.
You're welcome.
You're welcome. Well, thanks for playing.
Did I win?
You won 20 grand. Congratulations. I'll write you a check once I have that money.
Okay. Like.
Go on.
This was a fucking experience.
Yeah. This is so much more different than I was expecting.
Yeah. So, like, from the minute I walked in the door and saw that everyone was young.
Yeah.
I was like,
surprised by that.
Because where we're living, like, when we went to the laughter yoga class, everyone was like 60, 70 plus.
Yeah. We're in a place retired. Where people go to retire. Yeah.
Yeah. So that's what I assumed with this. And I was like, Jesus, like, it'll be, how are the 8-year-olds going to, like, get up into the fucking swing? Like,
yeah.
And then it was like, everyone was young. So I was instantly like, oh, okay. That's what I was expecting. What?
Sorry. What? Sorry, that's not what I suspected.
So straight away, it was weird. The next weird thing was the teacher set us up with our hammocks. And then this
guy was nearly burst out laughing.
This little old woman, actually the only old woman there.
The only woman who was probably in her 60s.
Came over to me and started like kind of pointing at me and talking in Spanish. And I was like, what? And then she was like, hablas inglés? And I was like, yeah. And she's like, I've been using this swing for 2 years. I was like, the teacher just put me here and I didn't move because I was like, I am sitting beside Gary here and I don't want to be moved to the other side of the class.
Yeah, you
I need my emotional support, Gary.
It was shaping up like you were going to go to the other side of the room.
Yeah, so she was like, I've been sitting here for 2 years. And I was like, oh, well, the teacher just put me here and I just didn't move.
Yeah.
And so she went out and told the fucking receptionist.
Yeah.
She ratted me out.
Mm.
She told the receptionist and they were like, I'm going to have to move, sorry.
I was like, just like,
how can she not fucking move?
You're like, the oldest person here, but you're being such a fucking baby. Like,
and you're also 5 minutes late.
Yeah.
The class started 5 minutes ago to fucking move. Mm. So someone else obviously saw the panic in my face and they were like, do you want to go here, the other side of you?
Yeah.
And I was like, yeah, I do. Yeah. And she moved somewhere else and I got to stand at the other side of you. But then we were beside that bitch for the whole class then.
You know what? She seemed actually like a friendly woman. I don't know. She's probably one of these people who's just sort of set in her ways. She's like, that's where I go and I want to be there. But at the same time, I think it's a very childish move. Like, it's just a fucking hammock swing. Like, you know, they all work the same.
It all works the same. And it was literally our first day. So give us some fucking slack. But she was a nice person, but don't care.
Don't care. Not in my eyes. I've like, striked her in my book.
Also have to admire that she's kind of like, I don't give a fuck. Yeah. I'm going to make you move.
Yeah.
But still, no. So that was the start of it. So I was kind of felt like I was on the back foot then.
Battle of the bitches.
Yeah.
And you came out on the bomb. You did not win that one.
No.
Now after that, so you go in and you're basically, well, you'll see the videos on Instagram and we're going to put up a YouTube short and stuff like that, but it's basically a hammock.
Yeah.
With either side of it, like these, I wouldn't say ropes, but like, what is it, like a silk kind of a loop thing? Either side that have handles in them.
Yeah, there's two handles, two sets of handles on each side and then a silk set of handles that's really long.
Yeah. So you've kind of like different levels of handles and a hammock in the middle.
Yeah. And the handles are really only for beginner people.
Are they?
Yeah. Because she kept saying you can use the handles if you don't feel balanced.
Okay.
So the other people weren't using them.
Oh, were they not?
No.
Oh, okay. I was using them
flat constantly. Yeah. But we had to get into the little hammock then.
Lovely. Started
lovely.
Off.
Did you love that part?
I loved it. So you start off getting into the hammock like it's just a hammock, like a cocoon. Yeah. And that's fucking lovely.
So you're lying down and it's literally covering from your toes to your head.
Bit of meditation.
And she starts swinging you.
Yeah.
I think there was two things about that were so relaxing.
Go on.
Number one, was that your one that was squeaking?
Oh, I don't know. I thought that was your one. It was one of ours. It was so annoying.
It was so loud.
Yeah.
It wasn't mine. I think it was yours. And also, like, our feet hitting off each other because we were right beside each other.
That was fucking so scaly. So
we'd swing out and then we'd swing in and just whack feet every time. And, like, I started laughing then. And I got that feeling of, like, when you can't laugh in mass. And I was just like... laughing to myself, swinging in this fucking hammock.
Yeah.
And every time I swang back and I was like, calm down. And then we'd fucking whack feet again. I was like, fuck.
It was so annoying.
No wonder your one didn't want to be sitting at one of the other ones. Like, mine was really shit. So we kept knocking feet.
Yeah.
Knocking boots.
Knocking boots. What does that mean, riding?
Yeah. We kept knocking boots the whole way through the class. No, that. So there was the squeak and then we were knocking feet. And then your one was like, think or imagine that you're back inside your mother.
Yeah.
And I was like, that's not that comforting.
Yeah. And maybe this sounds better when you say it in Spanish, you know.
But yeah.
When you say it in English, it doesn't really sound appealing. I was like,
that's kind of weird.
Yeah.
And then we started doing the moves.
What? How did you get on with that? Because I...
Because what?
I could kind of catch you out of the corner of my eye and I think you went a little bit from like nervous laughter to progressively just getting more pissed off.
Yeah, that was it exactly.
Yeah.
I got so pissed off. I actually got fed up.
Yeah.
By the end of it.
I could see in your face you were fed up by the end.
I got so fed up. I was looking at my watch. We were there for 2 hours.
Yeah, it was 2 hours. It was supposed to be an hour and a half.
Yeah.
It ended up being 2 hours. It was only €15.
Yeah, like we really got our money's worth.
Yeah, it was like, I would pay €15 again to do it. So I don't think you'd go back to this, would you?
No, like what I will say is fear kind of took over, right?
Right, okay.
I went in there and I thought I'd be good at it.
Right, okay.
Do you know the way sometimes...
The other way you always overestimate yourself.
Yeah. And then you like to bring me back down to earth.
No, I actually think it's the other way.
Shit.
The other way around.
No, I don't want to always overestimate myself.
Don't.
I just thought in this case, I just thought it'd be easier than it was.
Same.
I kind of just thought like, oh, it'll be grand. Like it'll probably be easier than normal yoga because you're just this kind of doing half the work for you.
Mm.
So wrong.
It's difficult.
It was so fucking hard. Mm. Just to sit yourself into it, like you're sitting on a chair, was hard.
Mm.
To lift yourself up into the fucking seat, like.
And you need to have trust with the thing the first time, that it's just not going to fall out the ceiling.
Yeah, see, I didn't. That's what I mean. Fear took over because I didn't really trust the thing.
Mm.
I didn't trust myself to hold myself up.
Yeah.
A lot of the instructions were in Spanish.
Yeah.
And then like little bits of English here and there. So I was like, I'm going to miss something here, and I'm going to absolutely face plant the wooden floor.
Yeah, and like there's times when you're doing like a plank, but your legs are in the hammock, and you pull one leg out, bring that out and stretch.
Oh my God, that was so hard.
There was times when we were turning upside down in the hammock. Like,
yeah, the upside down thing, I just was too afraid. Mm. And you see,
you're doing flips in it.
You're doing flips. What she said as well at one stage was, if you can't do something, you don't have to just sit and rest.
Mm.
And I was like, say no more.
Yeah.
I was like, granted, I'm not even going to try.
Yeah.
So sometimes I just like, I just sat and watched everyone else do it. And I was like, I'm just going to fucking swing in this little swing here.
Yeah, the swing was nice.
The swing was nice.
Swinging in. Like, I think it's good that you do get a serious stretch in different things. Like I was pulling the fucking, you know, your leg out to the side.
Yeah.
That's in the hammock and you were getting a really good stretch.
When it wasn't the upside down things that I couldn't, I was just like, what the fuck is the point in this?
Yeah.
I did go upside down once though with her help.
Did
she? She was like, you're going to do this one. Because I didn't do a lot of the other, I didn't get upside down any of the other times.
Right.
She's like, you're going to do this one. And she came over and fucking helped me flip upside down.
Oh,
into the bat one. Do you remember?
Oh, did you do that?
I did the bat.
So at the end you end up
trying
like
to see a picture.
Batman. Yeah, definitely. Share this on Instagram. You look like a dope.
My boobs are going to try to escape.
They look good. Yeah, your boobs look good there. Jesus. Yeah, so it was more challenging than I thought it would be.
You were kind of good at this.
I actually loved this.
What?
I thought this was really good. Yeah. It's so different than anything than most things we've tried. That's most things I think I've ever tried.
Yeah.
It is a lot of fun.
Yeah.
To be kind of doing these flips and like hanging upside down. I think it's relaxing at times. It's challenging enough that you're proud when you can do something, but not difficult enough that you can't do the majority of stuff. That's what I felt. So it's kind of like, it's a nice mix that you feel like you're getting exercise, but you're doing difficult things or things that you think look difficult and then you can do it and you're like, oh, class.
Yeah.
And I just thought it was a lot of fun. I really like this more than I thought I would. Also, I don't like yoga. I really don't. I think yoga is just fucking bullshit. Everything.
This was way more entertaining than yoga.
This is way more, exactly.
Yeah.
Way more entertaining than yoga.
It was.
So I thought this was class. I really liked it.
Very good at it. And like, I will say upper body strength.
Yeah, you need a lot of
is the number one thing for this.
Yeah.
You really need to be able to pull your whole body.
Yeah.
Like you can do a pull up.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? So you can pull yourself into it and like into different positions and support your body weight and stuff. I can't really do that.
Mm.
Like I would say my lower body is much stronger than my upper body. So I really struggled.
Mm.
Anything else? I had so many thoughts after this. My God.
I was buzzing after him.
I was happy after. I was like, I didn't think about anything else.
Yeah.
I was fully present that for 2 hours.
That's always a plus. Yeah.
I was getting a bit pissed off, obviously, and looking at the time and stuff, but I wasn't. There's still nothing else entering my mind for 2 fucking hours.
Yeah.
Which is unreal. And after that, I was like, I feel like I'm going to have a really good sleep.
And did you?
No.
Same. I don't think I did either.
No, because we stayed up late.
Oh yeah.
Eating popcorn and watching,
looking at our phones.
Like. Yeah, looking at our phones and watching the Woodstock documentary.
Oh, yeah.
So we kind of did other things to negate the positive effects.
Oh.
At the end of it, I was like, oh, I feel good. Enjoy this.
Mm.
Did you love the little meditation at the end in the cocoon?
Yeah, that was nice. You're just wrapped up in a little cocoon and you're just swinging back and forth.
I was thinking you would love that.
Lovely. It was so nice. I was actually thinking it'd be nice to have something like this in the house, like, do you know? Just to be lying around in, like.
Just to swing around. Mm. I suppose, yeah, that's why people have hammocks.
Like.
Never really saw the benefit of them before.
Yeah.
Or the appeal, even.
Yeah.
We could have a hammock on our roof here.
Don't see you getting into it.
don't see me getting out of it, is what you mean.
Mm.
I struggle to get out of it.
Maybe.
Anyway, beanage. Should I bother beans?
Should I bother beans?
Rating it out of five.
A scale of 1 to 5.
How many would you give it?
I would probably give this... I was thinking 5's too high. I always am very, you know, don't want to give 5 away too easily.
Yeah.
Maybe a 4.5. Maybe a 4. Like, I can't really think of too many negatives. I liked that it was challenging.
Yeah.
You know, I liked the stretch that I was getting into it. I think the price was fairly good.
Mm.
I like how different it is. I like how fun it is. I like how relaxing it is. I couldn't really think of negatives for it.
That's unreal. I thought it was really good.
I would definitely, definitely do this again.
Would you?
Yeah, 100%.
Like, will we go again on Friday?
Well, that's my question to you. Do you want to go again?
Like, I think any negatives I had about this were purely from me.
Right.
Like, the fear of it.
Yeah, okay.
Like, I think that was all me.
So what are we talking then, if you're not?
See, I would go again.
Okay.
I would go again because, especially for the meditating, hanging in the hammock part.
Yeah.
We did that at the beginning and at the end.
That was nice.
And I do it again for that alone. Like, I don't know, I'm kind of torn because initially I was like, this is getting a fucking 2 from me. But then when I look back at it, I'm like, well, no, because there's something in me that really is very intrigued and would like to do it again.
Yeah.
Like, I think it would be really... I think it's a fun thing to do. It's something so different. It's something that doesn't feel like you're going to do a load of physical exercise. But then I was kind of sore when I woke up.
Yeah.
Yesterday. Like, so I was like, oh, fuck, that is a serious workout.
Yeah.
I think I give it a 3.5.
Oh, I was expecting you to give it like a 2. Yeah. Maybe even a 1.5. I thought you hated this.
But I think that was just me, though. I think that was me and my fear taking over. That right. A lot of it, I was like, I'm not throwing myself upside down because if I fall. So like, that's nothing against the aerial yoga, do you know what I mean?
Yeah, it's just you being a coward.
It's just me being a fucking coward. But I just think if I got a little bit better at it and a little bit less scared, I think I'd enjoy it so much.
Okay. Well, that's it for this episode.
That's
aerial yoga. Should you bother? I think it's a yes.
I think you should. I think it's just that was an experience.
It was really not what I was expecting. I actually thought it was really good.
That was it, lads. Thanks for listening.
If you've enjoyed this episode, leave us a review on Spotify, Apple, wherever you get your podcasts.
Wherever. Or if you're watching it on YouTube, leave a little comment below. That'd be nice.
Have you tried aerial yoga before?
This is only our second time YouTube. Recording for YouTube. So
YouTube video.
It's interesting.
It's not.
I couldn't even say that word with my whole heart because it's not interesting.
Mm. But thanks for listening. New episode next Tuesday, and we're going to be talking all about 10,000 fucking steps a day. Steph's
finally
favorite fucking topic.
Oh my god, class.
Bye-bye.
Bye.